الله سبحانه وتعالى. الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Last week we talked about we went through the first introduction or the introduction to get into the first chapter of the book بحر الكلام by الإمام أبو المعين النسفي رحمه الله تعالى ورضي عنه. And we talked about the توحيد of Allah سبحانه وتعالى according to the understanding of أهل السنة رحمة الله عليهم ورضي الله عنهم أجمعين. We mentioned something about تفسير of سورة الإخلاص, and some of the people wanted me to sort of go over it one more time, so inshallah I will do that and then we'll move on to the first chapter. الإمام النسفي, as you saw, was putting the basis of توحيد on سورة التوحيد, which is سورة الإخلاص. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد, الله الصمد, لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. قل هو الله أحد, as you know, أحد means one, but we understand that in the, when we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not mean the numerical one, because the numerical one has a zero before it and a minus one before zero and a minus two before minus one, and after zero there is plus one and after plus one things. When we talk about Allah and we say Allah is one, we mean the one that has no partners, the one that is absolutely unique, that nothing is like him. That's what we mean by one, that nothing is like him subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that sense, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wahid. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Then قل هو الله أحد. Allah الصمد. الصمد in the Arabic language means المستغني عن كل ما سواه المفتقر إليه كل ما عداه, which means the one who is not in need of anything, yet everything is in need of him for everything. إذن المستغني عن كل ما سواه المفتقر إليه كل ما عداه الصمد. That nothing or everyone is in need of him, and he is not in need of anything for anything سبحانه وتعالى. لم يلد ولم يولد, you know this, he is not subject to being born or subject to give birth, because all these things are the attributes of the creation. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدٌ, it means that nothing is similar to him, nothing is equal to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see through our study of Tawheed, and alhamdulillah you already have bases before this, that the purpose of Tawheed is kama qal, as the Imam al-Junayd al-Baghdadi rahimahullah mentioned, إفراد القديم من الحادث, which means distinguishing the creator from the creation سبحانه وتعالى. And in that sense, of course, we talk about the توحيد of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. قال الله تعالى ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة. إن شاء الله, then we have finished, let's start الباب الأول من كتاب الإمام النسفي رحمه الله, the first chapter from the book of Imam al-Nasafi rahimahullah ta'ala. And of course in the makhtut, or in the what you see there, this is the makhtut, the original writing of the book, and it says fasl, yani faslun ala i'lam rahimahullah i'lam an al-munadhara. This fasl or this chapter is about the debate or the permissibility of debating. قال الإمام النسفي رحمه الله تعالى ونفعنا به وبكم آمين, اعلم أن المناظرة في الدين جائزة بخلاف ما قالت المبتدعة إنها لا تجوز. Meaning that no, that debate is permissible. Contrary to what the innovators have said, that it is not permissible. وإنما تكره إذا كانت للرياء وطلب الجاه والثناء والدنيا. But it is disliked if it is for showing off or seeking position or seeking praise of people and for the dunya. From this we take that in debate in the science of Islam to prove a point of haqq is permissible according to the understanding of the Salaf of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, may Allah be pleased with them. And actually you all know from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالُوا يَا نُوحُ قَدْ جَادَلْتَنَا فَأَكْثَرْتَ جِدَالَنَا. Allah mentions in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. They told him, يا نوح, you have debated with us and you have debated too much with us. So الأنبياء were debating. والله سبحانه وتعالى ordered النبي الأعظم والرسول الأفخم والنور المجسم صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم to debate those who do not believe in a good way. قال سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. جادلهم which means ناظرهم which means debate them. Of course there is Imam al-Nasafi is saying that some group of the innovators do not believe in the debate. The reason for this is because they do not want to substantiate their evidence because they cannot substantiate their evidence. That's usually the reason. Because if you are on the truth, there is no fear or there is no reason for you to fear an academic debate. Again, when we talk about debates, we're talking an academic debate that is governed by respect for the not necessarily what the others believe, but for the personality of the other people and for the conditions of the debate. Inshallah ta'ala, in that sense, then it is permissible. Naam. The second paragraph of the first chapter, المبحث الثاني وحد العلم. نعم. الله الله الله. قال الإمام النسفي رحمه الله فإن قيل ما حد العلم. Imam Nasafi now is going to do a question and answer. He will ask the question and he will answer the answer based on Ahl al-Sunnah belief and the innovators' belief. So he is saying here, مَا حَدُّ الْعِلْمِ? What is the definition of knowledge? Or what is the understanding? Or what is the limit of knowledge? قَالَ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. Then Imam Nasafi replied saying, أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ said, the definition of knowledge is معرفة المعلوم على ما هو به وهو علم المخلوقين. Which means knowing the subject that you're trying to know based on the reality of that entity. And this is the knowledge of the creation. This is the knowledge of the creation. Because you know that al-i'tiqad, we said yesterday or last week, we mentioned that al-i'tiqad is al-ilm al-jazim, al-i'tiqad al-ilm al-jazim al-mutabiq lil-waqi'. So if that's this is the knowledge, and if it's not jazim, if it's not affirmative, yani it's the affirmative knowledge that is consistent with the reality. And if it's not consistent with the reality, or if it's not affirmed and based on conviction beyond any uncertainty and above any doubt, then it would be taqleed or imitation. As you all know, taqleed in tawheed is not complete, does not complete the person's obligation. Now, and of course, if the belief in something is not consistent with reality, then it is this is wrong, it's ignorance, it has a jahil. طيب. الإمام النسفي رحمه الله, he says وعلم الله تعالى. So what's the difference now between our علم and the علم of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, the difference is big. Of course, علم الله تعالى الإحاطة. الإحاطة means encompassing, the encompassing of the knowledge. And there's difference between knowing something and encompassing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قال الله تعالى, وَقَدْ أَحَطْنَا بِمَا لَدَيْهِ خُبْرًا. And we have encompassed the meaning of the ayah. Our knowledge is encompassing. نعم. قال الإمام النسفي رحمه الله, وعلم الله تعالى الإحاطة والخبر على ما هو به. And it's the knowledge on the extensive or the complete knowledge, لأنه لا يصف بالمعرفة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not attributed with معرفة. لأنه لم يزل عالما لما بينا. Because, as Imam Nasafi said, Allah has always been attributed with knowledge. المعرفة may entail that you know now, you've acquired knowledge now. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, العليم والعالم, which means it's an attribute, صفة of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is أبدية أزلية, eternal, everlasting, not subject to change, not created, and not similar to the creation. قال تعالى وَقَدْ أَحَطْنَا بِمَا لَدَيْهِ خُبْرًا. And as you all know, the ayah في سورة الشورى, which you all should memorize, number 11, قال الله تعالى لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Nothing is like him, سبحانه وتعالى. قال الإمام النسفي رحمه الله تعالى وقالت المعتزلة. Because this is an advanced, a little bit advanced text of Tawheed, you will see Imam al-Nasafi always presenting the opinions of Ahlul Sunnah and presenting the opinions of other sects, and will debate those opinions. So I will try to explain to you as we go, if the sects are sects that we know, and even if we don't know, we'll try to go over them briefly, but not extensively. نعم. Imam al-Nasafi قالت المعتزلة. المعتزلة said. Al-Mu'tazila is a sect, a Muslim sect, that we believe that they are, of course, not like Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. They call themselves the people of Adil and Tawheed, or the people of Just and Tawheed. You will see, because this is an old text, that because of history, there has been many conflicts and sort of ideological wars and ideological conflicts between every sect with the other. So every sect used very tough language with the other sect. We will try to stay away from the political or from the sectarian emphasis, and we'll try to stick with the academic emphasis in the opinions here. Anyway, the Mu'tazila, among their beliefs is that number one, the creation creates their actions. يعني, you as a human being, you create your action. You create the good and you create the bad. Allah is the creator, they believe, yes. And Allah, they believe, gave you the ability to create. So they use the word خلق. يخلق أفعاله. The العبد, the slave, the creation creates his actions. That's one of the things they use or they believe in. Number two, they do not believe in the sifat of Allah like we do, or like Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah do. يعني, what does that mean? Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attributes, has the attribute of ilm, knowledge, attribute of qudra, attribute of irada, attribute of Mashi'ah, etc., etc., etc. These attributes, according to the Mu'tazila, they do not exist. يعني, the attributes or these sifats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists because He exists with His sifat, and His sifat are with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala as such. But the Ash'aris, and of course the Maturidi, to a lesser extent, believe, as we will see, believe that the sifat or the attributes of Allah, يعني the ilm, the qudra, the mashi'a, are entities other than Allah. But no, we cannot say they are. I'm sorry. Let's repeat this. They believe that they are entities not other than Allah, and they are not separate entities by themselves either. Yani they are sifat. They say لا هو هي ولا هو ولا هي هو, which means they are not Allah and they are not Allah. Al-Mu'tazila said, no, there is no such thing, and Allah, because of him, he has the knowledge, and he is the one who is with knowledge, and all these things. We do not say Allah is knowledgeable because of his knowledge. We say Allah is knowledgeable. That's what the Mu'tazila say. We say Allah is knowledgeable with his knowledge. Yani Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah say Allah is knowledgeable with his knowledge, but we do not say that his knowledge is a separate entity from him, nor is he consisting of many entities. Okay. So if that's not clear, you can ask questions at the end when we'll talk about it. Anyway, that's one thing. Also, another thing in Mu'tazila say, that they say that people who make or who commit large sins, they are in a manzila bayn al-manzilatayn. They are not into Jannah and they are not to Jahannam. And they do not go to Jannah and they do not go to Jannah between. Naam. And many other things, but these are the major things. And al-Mu'tazila still exists. Mu'tazila still exists largely in many different spreads throughout many different areas. But their fikr exists, and yani, other than these things, of course, they are pretty much. Al-Zamakhshari, for example, was one of the imma of Mu'tazila. His book Al-Kashshaf, and again, like any other sect, they have extremes among them, and they have moderates, etc., etc. But yeah, we'll go back to Al-Imam Nasafi. I just said that, so we know who Al-Mu'tazila are. We are still now where Al-Imam Nasafi, rahimahullah, said. Now, قالت المعتز وقالت المعتزلة, and قالت المعتزلة. Now here is in the where the hand is. وقالت المعتزلة حد العلم معرفة الشيء على, and the علم, the limit of knowledge according to معتزلة, is knowing the thing as it is. وهذا باطل, and this is of course wrong. Al-Imam Nasafi says, لأن المعدوم ليس بشيء, because what does not exist is not a thing. How can you know something that does not exist? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created things from nothing. Because remember, we believe that when you say Allah is al-Khaliq, yani he is the creator, that meaning when you attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that he is the one who brings entities from the state of non-existence into the state of existence. In that meaning, no one creates but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how would you be able to define something that's not created in the state of non-existence and know it? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that. Al-Imam al-Nasafi rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam al-Nasafi said, قالت المعتزلة نعم خلق الله الأشياء بقوله كن فيكون. Allah created things by him saying كن فيكون. Imam Nasafi said, وعندنا, and according to us, يعني أهل السنة, according to us, بالصنع لا بالقول. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created things not with the saying,